World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, how you doing out there today? I love my wife. I just want to say that at the top of the show. She's trying to nurse me back to health here a little bit with this gout issue that I'm dealing with. And she's just so sensitive and great and kind. And thank God of all the blessings of my life to have that little girl marry me 45 years ago. Happy birthday to me today. I'm 72 years old. Love to be here. Excited. You guys have given me new purpose in my life. I don't mean by you guys. See, one of the problems that we have in Christianity is we make it about, we make Christian stars. I don't ever want to be a Christian star. I don't ever want to be one of those guys. And I'm sorry, we put pastors on a pedestal that they don't deserve. It's not their fault, but we raise them up as little mayors of Christianville. And you have a mayor and they have a mayor and everybody has a mayor, and then the mayors don't communicate with each other. And Christianity is supposed to be a give and take, man. It's supposed to be a walk. It's supposed to be something that you on your own are walking through. All right, everybody quit sending me happy birthdays. Thanks, because it makes my phone go off. I appreciate it. And that's really where we are. So I don't want a cult following. I don't want whatever. I just want it to be a platform where we can work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And I think what we do here is pretty unique and pretty good. And it's always will be a theology-free zone. And unfortunately, some people can't take that. They think their theology is right, and you're not going to shake them. By the way, I came across a website. Let me see if I can find this real quick, Spencer. I came across a website that blew my mind. Go down to number 10, if you could, Spencer, real quick. Down number 10. Wow. I found this website. DLM Men's Lifestyle. And I watched this yesterday, and this guy did a teaching on the Nephilim that blew me away. Now, hang on. You looking at me? How many of you, before you turned into this show, ever heard about the Nephilim in your church? Ever? You ever hear anybody ever hear anything about it? Folks, I'm going to tell you, put this in the chat. This is well worth your time. How long is it? 18? The Nephilim really return after the flood. So I'm a new fan of this guy. I don't even know who he is, but I watched this last night and I thought, oh my God, this ought to be shown in every church in America. Okay, so put it in the chat. And some of you are saying, Esther, what's the Nephilim? The giants, the Genesis 6 giants. Genesis 6 giants. And how about that? The anti-diluvian. In other words, before the flood. What was here before the flood? What was here before the flood? Have you ever thought about that? Because remember, the world was so wicked that God looked at it and said, man, I got to do away with it. I got to get, boom. And he flooded. There must have been something here that he had to flood. And are there signs of that? And are we missing so much of our history because we don't want to go antediluvian before the flood? Is that, and look at what's going on. The Nephilim, the fallen angels, the spiritual battle, yada, yada, yada. Ancient architecture. So put this in the chat. Folks, take 15 minutes and watch. You can put it on time and a half. You can watch it fast. Man, oh man, oh man. Goliath, was it really a Goliath? Really? Really? What about Genesis 6? Real quick, Spencer. Was it Genesis 6? Yeah, pull that up there real quick, Spencer. What do you do with this, folks? And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto men, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for his flesh yet. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men, which were of old men of... Watch the video. It's just really, really well done. And ask yourself this, before the flood, what was here before the flood? God had to flood it. Why? 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 Wow. Wow. Man, Lord, help me this morning, because I got some stuff I gotta go at real quick. Okay, I heard that, Lord. I want you guys, first of all, I appreciate all of you who are supporting what we're doing down in hurricane area. And our boots on the ground have kind of fallen apart a little bit. It's nobody's fault. It's just the time of the year and all that. But I want you to know two things I want you to see. Number one, bring up number six. Number six. This is trucking for troops. You see that van? You see that that camper? Pull that down there. Where was it, man? I just had it. There it is. See that camper? You guys gave $5,000 towards that camper. I want you to know that. You guys did. Spencer, you're making me dizzy. Just on the camper. You guys, $5,000 you contributed towards that. Trucking for troops. We are selectively here at Coach Dave. Look, if you want to give directly to Trucking for Troops, great. Go do it. That's fine. I don't have trouble with it. But I want you to know that we are financially supporting these guys. All right? That camper, we gave $5,000 towards that camper. Okay, go to another one there. Pull up number seven. Pull up number seven. And here's Cowboy Dave. This is Cowboy Dave and what's going on down there. And we're supporting Cowboy Dave. We've given, I think, numbers could be off, in the area of maybe $10,000, maybe a little bit more than that, towards Cowboy Dave's efforts. Look what's going on down there. Go ahead and click on that.
So for all of you, this is now Cowboy Camp. So for Coach and for Tony and Tanya, look at this. This is what's happened to the area where we have the RV. Now, remember, I've moved the RV, but I want you to see this. I'm going to try to not make this a long film because they only let me post something. But you remember, this was completely empty. This is a floodplain, by the way. Look at this. Vehicles and everything. Look at these guys. Are they awesome or what? Look at this whole group. Seriously, folks. Y'all need to see what's going on here. Look at this. Everybody look up here. That America, 4,500 people are like, they've watched me for 8 weeks. Now there's people here. God bless them. Look at that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Everywhere there's tents. Everywhere. Look at this. Is this awesome or what?
Wow.
Amen. Unbelievable.
That's what your money's going to. Our money isn't going to Billy Graham or Tony Graham or Cindy Graham. It's going to Cowboy Dave Graham. How about that? Right on the ground. So a tip of the cap to you, not me. I'm not bragging about what we've done. We want you to know that when you support us, we get it to the people who can actually do something with it. Trucking for Troops, Cowboy Dave, boots on the ground, stuff that's going on. So if you want to make a donation towards this in honor of my birthday, this would be a good time to do it, because the needs are going to be great. There's Mrs. Cowboy. Go back there. Mrs. Cowboy. Teresa was able to go down there and spend the weekend with Dave. So just real quick, so we know that it's snowing down there, if you can believe it. Hey, don't leave me. I got something good to show you today. Play that real quick.
Hey, guys. I am with Dave. It is snowing in Swannanoa, and he's doing his thing, waving to people as they go to work and go to school. So we're having a blast, so I'm helping him out. Bye.
People living
morning,
in
guys.
Tents. I just got somebody just sent bunches of heaters down there. Somebody through Amazon got them a bunch of heaters. That's the kind of stuff they need. I don't want to make this show all about this, but we are continuing to work with the people down there. And yes, we're going to go down again. It's just tough here during the holidays, yada, yada, yada. They're living in tents, folks. They're living in tents. It's amazing. Okay, cool. Look, here's where I want to go today. I think. How do I start this, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Go to number four. Go to number four. Here's what we're dealing with. I just had this conversation with Michelle. If you don't mind, I always like to start off with a little bit of the scripture because it kind of focuses on where we're going. You don't have to raise your hand, but I'm going to ask you really, really. I'm going to give you a question. I'm going to tell you something that's going to answer a lot of questions for you. Okay. Can you be a Christian and not be born again? You don't have to answer. Could you have been in church your whole life, and never really received Christ as your Savior? See, I think our churches are full of them. And I'm talking about me, I'm not talking about you. I was raised in a Catholic church, and I knew nothing about being born again. I've learned all the rules and regulations and all the do's and the Our Father and the Hail Mary and the Stations of the Cross and confess. I knew all that stuff, but I had nothing. I didn't understand that we're three parts. We're body, soul, and spirit. I could do a whole teaching on that. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it till January 28th, 1988, when I got born again of the Spirit of God, when the Holy Spirit, God touched me, and the Holy Spirit came into me. And when that happened to me, everything changed. Everything I saw, I saw it all from a different perspective. Because for the first time in my life, I had the mind of Christ. Can somebody say amen? Do you have the mind of Christ? Or are you just a churchgoer? Or do you have the mind of Christ? Because I'm going to show you why we have such a problem. Let me stop a second, okay? I gave you an email, Spencer. I'm going to make a connection here. It's, where is it? The Freak Show. It says Freak Show. Freak Show. That one was it. That's a freak show, isn't it? Can you believe that these people are elected officials? No, appointed officials in America. We have an actual man who thinks he's breastfeeding a baby. What? Folks, this is delusional, is it not? And look at our Department of Secretary of Defense wearing that. Look at that freak wearing that stuff. And then this other guy. Something seriously wrong in America, isn't there? Something seriously wrong. So here's what I'm trying to find. Hang on, where is it, Lord? Okay, there it is. Pull up the media meltdown, because here's what we get. All of the media is a echo chamber. They all talk to each other. They all go to the same parties. They don't understand. Out here in flyover country, by the way, we are the majority. We just found that in the votes. We, clear-thinking people, are the majority in America. In fact, if more clear-thinking people had voted, many of them didn't vote, it'd be overwhelming how many people are with us. But for some reason, we've been deceived into thinking we are the minority. So, Spencer, can you play number two media meltdown? Now, as you watch this, I want you to understand, let me explain to you right now. These people are what the Bible calls natural men. Natural men. They don't have the Spirit of God. They have the mind of Christ. Now, I want you to, this is only 2 minutes and 28 seconds, and I want you to watch this. And here's what we're dealing with in America. These people are in positions of authority. They speak to the masses, right? And they have no clue. In fact, they think they are the majority because they live in an echo chamber, right? So this is after the election. These people think we're a bunch of hilljacks, right? I bet they can't believe that there are people who think like we think, and they're right, and we're just stupid. This is 2 minutes of reactions of the people who come every day and tell you the news. Did you know they were this biased? Did you know they were this lost? What you're about to see, friends, is the natural man without the influence of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and play that.
So, again, I'm profoundly disturbed that the 14th Amendment of the Constitution did not prevent someone who participated in an insurrection from becoming president of the United States. I think that going forward, the convicted felon box on employment applications better be taken off, because if you can be the president of the United States, then you should not be prevented from employment in this country.
Hang on. She's not making this up. Do you understand this? This is the natural man at work. She can't see the truth. Go ahead.
Applying for my jobs as a federal prosecutor, and there was a box for convicted felons.
We're all going to have to wake up tomorrow morning and work like hell to move the world to the place that we prefer it to be. And I just want to point out, just as a matter of perspective, that the lessons that our pundits take away from these results, that they will pronounce with certainty, will be wrong. And we have to remember that.
I literally could go on all day, and yet you talk to Trump voters and they'll go, he didn't say that. Wait, no, I didn't hear him. And then you say, well, here's the quote, and then they'll go,
yeah,
he didn't mean that.
I didn't expect it to be this resounding, and I think there are some lessons from it. I think we forget about rural America. I think the working class feels left behind. They feel like the powerful, the elite, only care about them and their power. And he spoke to them. We may not have liked his words, but they turned out for him.
It's not the elite that's going to pay the price. It's people who woke up this morning with a dream and are going to bed with a nightmare. And those people didn't deserve to be respected and held and talked to. Those are the people who are going to pay the price for whatever Donald Trump decides to do.
I'm mystified in some ways. Who are we as a country? And we're starting to find out.
Stop
a minute. See, if you don't agree with them in their echo chamber, there's something wrong with you. They cannot come to the realization that the majority of Americans voted for Donald Trump. Do you have any idea the indictment they're making of normal people? Go ahead.
Huge, huge part of the story that it's hard to even digest fully at this moment. But you have Elon Musk, who owns Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it these days, X, who is a disinformation propagandist and now has a direct, could potentially have a direct line to the Oval Office.
Is he a disinformation propagandist? What about this guy? Huh? Is he a disinformation propagandist?
They're servants of the donor class. So they go in there, they're like, oh, donor, give me money, please. And I made an ad. I'm Kamala Harris. I'm full of joy. Okay, well, what did that get you? And they say, oh, Jake, you're too angry. Too angry? What? You think?
So,
Okay, get it off there now. I'm going to show you something. Pull up for me number four. Number four. You had it up there before. This is 1 Corinthians 2. Here it is in a nutshell, what we're dealing with, okay? What you're dealing with your family, with your friends, with your neighbors, why you can't get them to see. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Scroll down, thank you. And my speech, my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. See, that's what we're dealing with, the wisdom of men and the power of God. They're not the same. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden mystery, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Hang on a minute. Hey, Betty, why is it a mystery? What is a mystery? What is a mystery, friends? What is a mystery? Spencer, look it up. Look it up. What's a mystery? Because we speak God in a mystery. Mystery, a profound secret, something wholly unknown, or something kept cautiously concealed. In religion, anything in the character or attributes of God. Three, that which is beyond human comprehension until explained. Are you with me? So what is it? A mystery, something they can't explain, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they wouldn't have crucified. If they knew, if the demons knew what was going to happen when they crucified Jesus, they wouldn't have done it. But it is written, eyes not seen, nor either ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man, the things which God has in store for those who love him. Scroll on down, Spence. I'm going somewhere. God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Folks, if you don't have the Spirit, this stuff, truth, can't be revealed to you. God has revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God knows them. And friends, whoo, I'm goosebumping. Now, we haven't received the spirit of the world, which you just watched on MSNBC, MSLSD. You just watched it. They can't see it. But the spirit, we have not received the spirit of the world. I got born again, and I traded in the spirit of the world for the spirit which is of God. And now I know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Here we are. Everybody mark it down in your Bibles. Get your Bible out and outline it. Here's what we're dealing with. But the natural, the unborn again, regenerated man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. He can't. It's like he's not plugged into the socket. It doesn't make sense. Why? Because it's foolishness unto him. Because it's spiritual. It is natural. Neither can he know them. Why? Because they're spiritually discerned. The Spirit's the translation, the translator. It takes a foreign language, a foreign experience, and it makes it make sense. And I'm going to tell you something. Your whole life, you've been going to church with people who have not received the Spirit of God. Somebody say amen.
Boom.
You can send a guy in your church teaching you who has not received the Spirit. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they foolish are unto him, neither can he know them. Joe Scarborough, he can't know them. He can't understand. It's not that he's blind. It's not. Anybody with me? He cannot understand it. Me? Wow. But he is spiritual. That'd be me. Hey, folks. That didn't make me special. You want to be spiritual? You want to think through the Spirit rather than just through the natural man? Just your mind, your will, and you want to speak through that? No, I'm the spiritual man, and I judge all things. Hey, Betty, what do they tell us? Who are you to judge? Well, I'm a spiritual man. I'm a spiritual man. That's who I am, because I'm told to judge all things. And yet, me, I'm not judged of any man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we got the mind of Christ. Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Do you have the mind of Christ? I'm going to tell you, you go to church with a lot of people who don't even believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they're trying to figure it. I ran into a guy the other day who loves Jesus. There's just one problem. He doesn't know him. He doesn't know him. Goes to church every Sunday. He does not understand the things of the Spirit. It took me about 10 minutes, and I knew what I was dealing with. And when I knew what I was dealing with, I just kind of shut up. I just kind of shut up. Why? Because the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. No matter how many times I jackhammer it into them, they cannot understand it. Do we get it? And so that's the battle that we see going on around us. Now, pull up number five for me. Pull up number five. Then I'm going to open it up. Say, Coach, this is really good. I know it is, man. Holy Spirit dumps it on me, man. Huh? Woo-wee! Bible debt. Natural man, spiritual man, carnal man. What? Wow. When it comes to study of humans, nearly every public college has courses on anthropology. Anthropology is a term that has its root in Latin and Greek, and words that combine anthropos and ology to mean the study of humans. It's not a surprise that the vast majority of anthropology focuses on humanistic characteristics and traits which are the same. See, they look only at the flesh man. They don't look at the spiritual man in anthropology, okay? So what does man say about the characteristic and traits of human? Well, generally speaking, they talk about Caucasoid, Mongoloid, Negroid, the natural man. All of science studies the natural man. How did we get here? How did we get the races? How did we get the language? All of this stuff. Oh, and they're all subtopics. They're not getting it. Scroll on down. They're not. Put this in the chat. This is really good. Okay. Now, so we have a natural man. We have a spiritual man. We have a carnal man. What's the Bible say about that? In every category, the Bible teaches a completely different view of human origins. Races, language, societies, biology. Everything is explained in the Bible. See, we're doing evolution, trying to figure out where man came from. When it's very simple, the Bible tells us God created him. But see, the natural man, God's not born again, he can't receive that. Huh? So however, instead of dividing humans into three main races, humans are one race. Don't you understand why the devil's so into racism? It's a way to divide us. We were all created, listen, in the spiritual image of God. Right? Because of this, all other aspects of humanity are derived from this fact. Biblically speaking, all humans have a body, a soul, and a spirit. Wow. Going down. So what does the Bible say about the spiritual traits of a man? I'm not going to read all this to you. You guys can read it on your own. There it is. The natural man, he is born into the human family and lives in a natural state. That is a baby who's born. He is a natural man. And you were all born natural men and women. Generic. Humans. Humans, right? But the spiritual man, he is the one that is born into God's family and lives in a spiritual state. Unlike the natural man, he does have the Holy Spirit in him when he received at the moment of salvation, when he trusted Christ as his Savior. He is born again as a child of God by his faith in Christ. You move from being just being a natural man to a spiritual man. Scroll down. Well, this is good. Say, God, coach, I never heard this. And then you have the carnal man. He's the one that's born into God's family, but lives and behaves as a man in the natural state, allowing carnal or fleshly desires. Instead of following the leading of the Holy Spirit, he chooses to allow the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life to tempt him. He gets tempted. He has no strength against, he wants to be a servant of God, but he has no strength against the carnology, the natural world. He has no strength against it. So it's clear from Scripture that all the studies that could be made about man, it is only these three spiritual traits that have any eternal significance at all. All the aspects of humanity cease to have any impact or meaning at the moment of death. Why? Because when you die, your soul goes either to heaven or hell, and your spirit, which is life, returns to its creator. That's in Psalm, I believe. I didn't have that ready for you, right? So, friends, this is what we are dealing with. See, so when we see the Supreme Court say that there's a right to murder babies, for instance, or a right for a man to marry a man, do you understand? They're not born again. Do you understand? They can't see the truth. Do you understand? They're operating on the wisdom of men and previously decided law. Do you see it? And so we've pulled off the moorings of the spiritual man in America. And that's why Joe Scarborough can sit there and think I'm an idiot. And I sit here and say, dude, you are so blind. What's that old song? There are none so blind as he who will not see. Joe Scarborough, Whoopi Goldberg, they cannot see. What would America be like if Coach Dave...
Boom, Coach.
What would the world be like if Coach Dave and Flip Benham and Rusty Thomas and Craig Mickle and Randy... I could go down through a whole litany. What if we had daily shows on NBC? What would it be like if people could come and actually hear? What if they put me on MSLSD and every morning I got to do this show? Do you believe hearts would be converted? Of course they would be converted. Is that allowed to be spoken on the media now? No. Why? Because those in charge of the media cannot receive the truth. They can't. And so we turn to people to make laws and rules and regulations for us that don't have the Spirit of God. What the hell do we think is going to happen, right? So it ends up being an echo chamber dominated by non-believers who cannot receive the Spirit of truth. You trucking with me?
Boom, coach. Boom.
This is totally it. And they own every media outlet. You know one of the things that shook up America? Tucker Carlson got booted off. And he created a new network. And Joe Rogan, who isn't saved, although is on the verge of getting saved, I believe, is getting closer to salvation, drew a big audience. Because people got started looking around and they said, wait a minute. Men can be women? Really? Hey, put that freak show picture back up there. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Spencer? The one where the dude's breastfeeding. The average person that looked at this and said, what the hell? A man? A high appointed official, Buttigieg, putting on a vest to act like he's a woman? People said that dude, when they got drunk, when they had a few beers in them, got a little bit of courage, a little liquid courage, they said, that dude, hey, Bill, that dude's crazy. He's crazy. Now, he's not going to say it at work because he's afraid to lose his job. And then they look at this other guy, these other two fake women over here, and they, what the hell's going on? What's happening in America, right? And the other side, they think this is progress. That's why they call them progressive. They think lies, and those who believe their lies are progressives. They're making progress. And praise the Lord, the Spirit of God's at work. And people said, you know what? I ain't supporting anybody that supports that. And they turned to podcasters. Charlie Kirk. What's that black girl's name? What's her name? Come on.
Candace Owens.
Candace Owens. Huh? And they said, you know what? I'm going to be watching them. The media is dead. MSLSD is, it's going to be auctioned off. It's going to be bought cheap. See, what you want to about Elon Musk, I hope he buys MSLSD and then puts on truth. Oh, man. I could go on and on and on and on, but I know y'all want to get in there. Hang on. Let me see if I make one more thing before. you guys know this? I'm going to bring it in there. Hang on. You know, they spent $54 million to try to lock Trump and just drop the case. $54 million. And we have to take donations to help the people in North Carolina. Somebody tell me that the natural man is not in control of what's going on in America. And it's only happening because those of us who are spiritual let them get away with it. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Thanks for letting me get that out here on my birthday. Where am I? Come on in, Dale.
Well, hallelujah, Coach. On the freak show thing there, I put in the link if you'd like to watch it. It's really quick. It's Rachel Maddow yesterday when the AP came out and broke that Elon might be buying it. Her meltdown is priceless, Coach.
Let's watch it, baby. Understand this, folks. She thinks we're crazy. Why? She cannot. She thinks she's a man. Do you understand that? She's married. Whatever, to a woman. You understand how confused her little spirit man must be? She would think she's a man. Go ahead and play it, Dan. Go ahead and play it.
AP has just broken some new news. This has just come out from the Associated Press. This is incredible.
Look at it, fellas.
You crying, boy? You crying, boy? Maybe we'll go back down to McDonald's and get you a lamb burger, some French fries. How about a Wineken?
Can we put up the graphic of this? Thank you. Just.
You know she's done, doesn't she? Off.
Yeah. Aww. Sorry. That does it for us tonight. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Nobody wants you in this town. Nobody wants you around, period.
You're fired. Get the hell out. Get the hell out of here. You're out of here. Get out of here.
So we've all seen this. How many?
Happy birthday, Coach. Happy birthday.
Now, happy birthday. I keep telling you we're winning, but you know, you don't want to believe it. We are so Coach, winning, man.
The scary thing, and listen, yes, the mind wills and the emotions. You watch the progressive side. That is the and key thing about fasting. It is the flesh either being controlled by the natural, the mind wills and the emotions of the spirit man. And when you watch progressives, they all move in what their emotions. But the most scariest thing is that John chapter 3, Nicodemus, he was the teacher of teachers, Coach, the spirit of religion. That guy knew he couldn't see it. And Jesus says, I tell you, hey, he's speaking to you, Nicodemus. I'm telling you, unless you're born again, you're not only going to not enter it. He says, you're not even going to see the kingdom of God.
And he couldn't see it, could he? Hey, Dale, and what they do, they cast that unclean man back into the pigs. And our TVs are full of pigs. They're full of pigs who cannot receive the Spirit of God. Mark Trump, go ahead.
Can it be possible that people think they know Jesus and don't?
Yeah.
Yes. The Bible talks about, the Bible talks about the virgins. They're all sitting there all happy and go lucky. And Jesus comes and he's like, I don't know you. But they were there. Were they in church? Did they go to church? Those same women that didn't. They went to get their oil, ran out of oil, came back. I mean, are they the church women? Is that the church?
Well, they probably voted Jesus for shows, they probably voted for transgenderism and homosex and all, right? They probably voted for all that stuff, right?
Well, there was a difference in the people that were there. Some of them had oil, some of them didn't. Whatever the oil is, right? People got all kinds of stories about that, but the people were different.
Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom. Folks,
Amen.
That isn't heaven. The
Amen.
Kingdom of God's within. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, has the kingdom within them. That's the point he's making.
That's right. You can do whatever you want to do to know him, but he's got to know you, Coach.
Got to know you, man. Huh? Doesn't matter if you know him. Does he know you? Does he know you? Do you have the mind of Christ? I'm not bragging. I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. Every time I read something, every time I watch something, I get this voice. Every time. And the Spirit says to me, you going to do that or not do that? You going to believe that or not believe that? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? That's what the Holy Spirit does for me. Mary Beth.
Amen.
You're Mary Beth, you're not.
I'm coming. Hang on. Okay. So first of all, I'm going to sing and then I'm going to make a point. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday and God bless you. And thank you for bringing Coach into our lives. Happy birthday to you. And then my points are, you're welcome. I heard somewhere that's why intercessory prayer is important, because if we don't pray for them because God doesn't hear their prayers, then they're lost. Okay. And then my other point is, when I went to see Bonhoeffer, what an excellent movie, well worth watching, a little hard at the end. But he gave his life for his countrymen. But he said, there is no darkness. And I said this on prayer group this morning. There is no darkness that light cannot conquer, Coach. None.
Yeah. That's
no
right.
Darkness that light cannot conquer.
Amen. By the way, Mary Beth, I heard some people say they didn't like Bonhoeffer very well. So I don't want to get in an argument. Yeah, you walk into the darkest room and you turn on a flash cigarette lighter. It dispels the darkness. Light always dispels the darkness. Tim Tuber, come on in, Tim.
So, Coach, let me rock your theology. Revelation says, your name will be blotted out of the book of life. So think of this, that everybody's name is in the book of life, but you have to reject Christ to get it blotted out.
Yep.
Pre-grace. It's an interesting thought.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Jeff Klein.
Coach, I seen the thing up there of Cowboy Dave. I told him the other day, I said, Cowboy Dave, you already got the Cowboy Dave honk and wave going on there. And he laughed. He said, I'm going to call it that. That's good. But I just want to let you know, I sent you a picture. So everybody knows your motorhome is in the bay. And today we're going over this thing, doing the brakes on the front. And hopefully all day today we'll get this thing done. And then Dave from Michigan is supposed to be picking it up this weekend and sending that down to Cowboy Dave and his honking wave.
Hey, man. Hey, folks, I'm going to need some money to pay for this. Come on now. We're going to give them a camper. Somebody's going to sleep in a camper because of what Jeff's doing. Jeff's worthy of his wages. We're going to pay his mechanic to fix it all up. And then we're going to drive a home down to somebody next week. You can help us out by doing that. Thanks, Jeff. Mark Trump.
Yeah, I wanted to get Tim's take on the rest of the people. Jesus knew the people. Those are the people he knew in the lambs in the book of life that's blotted out. Mm-hmm. He knew them and blotted them out. There's people not in there that he didn't know. So everyone's not in the Lamb's book of life.
No.
Right? Right,
that's
Tim?
Right. That's right, man. Huh? And again, look, are you looking at me? I went to church a long time and was not born again. Can anybody raise their hand and say, yeah, I know what you mean, Coach. When I got born again, when
I really do know what you mean.
Baptism in the Holy Spirit, I tell everybody, it did for me what a phone booth did to Clark Kent. I was energized. I can't even explain it to you. And if you knew the old me, and a lot of people did, they must look at me and say, what the hell happened to him? He used to be a good guy. He used to be my drinking buddy. What the heck happened to Coach? What happened to Dobby? You know, that's being said over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Why? I got born again of the Spirit of God. I'm not the natural man anymore.
Hey, Coach, I still hear those stories in Mount Vernon. Everybody's like, he coached football at Mount Vernon. What the heck happened to him?
Yeah, amen. Huh? Yeah. I passed from light, dark into light. That's what I did. I walk in the light. And most people are walking in the darkness. And the Bible says, what fellowship of dark and light? What, huh? You either got to get on this team or the other team. Can't be on both teams. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. He can't receive them. It's a spiritual download. Mary Beth. Then we'll get Stephanie in here real quick. I can't hear you. No, you're on mute.
Just get Steph in because I'm away from my notes. Unless you want to get Steph in.
I want to get Stephanie in here.
I'm coming to. I'm going to North Carolina when the Lord wills or permits, and so I'm going to buy some tickets for this ice fishing trailer. So we'll see what the Lord does. He always works. His ways are higher than mine, but we'll see what happens.
Amen. Amen. So I want to get Stephanie in here because she sent me something yesterday after yesterday's show that really kind of blew me away. All right. Steph, can you get in there, Steph, or do I need to call you? Maybe I need to call her. Hang on here. She sent me this picture. She's a former pagan. And I'll try my speaker's not very loud on my phone.
Morning, Coach.
Can you guys hear Betty? Give me a thumbs up. Can you hear her?
Can you guys hear me okay this way?
Do you hear her, Betty?
Yes, yeah, I can hear her. She's low, but I can hear her.
Okay, so just speak loud, Steph, if you can. Stephanie, I got your picture up on there. Try to explain to those of us who are looking, because this is a battle between the spirit man and the natural man that we're talking about here. Explain what you have up there, Steph.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was something I had drawn for one of the group meetings we had, like at Sky High, where we were one of the first times I was talking, trying to explain about the aura. Trigger warning, some of the things that I say are going to sound very New Agey because I was in the New Age. People that don't know me, I come from over 20 plus years of experience in the occult. I was a actual practicing white witch and shaman. And anyway, so this picture was showing the aura and how it comes off the body, the energy field, the stuff that Mark Trump has talked about.
Okay, Stephanie. Now, whether or not Christians want to believe this, the dark side believes it, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
I was a level one Reiki practitioner. I had to go through an attunement, which is a ritual where it opens you up so you can have the energy from the source come into you so you can help people fix their chakras and their energy fields and points. So what I had drawn for you, sorry about that, was a just a quick with all my colors. In the human body, in the meat suit, like I say, is certain energy points in the body. And in Reiki, it's a, I do believe it's Chinese. I didn't have any prep for the show, so I have all my stuff upstairs, but it's very ancient, forbidden occult knowledge to be trained to heal these, to heal mainly, or you can also attack if you are admitted to that, the energy points of the human body. And each energy point in the body, each area, is effective for certain organs in the body. So say if I was trying to heal you, you were having in your solar plexus, like in the middle area, I would be placing my hands over your solar plexus and focusing on color yellow. And I would start with a shoku ray, and there's a certain hand sign that kind of looks like a treble clef in music that I would put over your body. And then that would open me up to focus in on that, to try to focus to see, to help to heal you.
For dark energy, dark spirits.
Yeah, this was called light working because I was a light healer on people to help people. However, there is dark side who people, dark occult practices, the ones that do the blood ritual. And by the way, this is evil too. This is just rolled in glitter and patchouli and made to look pretty so people do it. But the dark side can target your chakras. They can target certain areas to affect you in a certain way. They can do a spell, say they want to stop your heart. And people, you can believe this or not, there are millions of people that do. And they practice and they pray to things and they have the right telephone numbers and rituals and they do these things. So there's all these energy fields in the chakras in the body. And so they normally spin in a normal direction. They teach you, and sometimes when there's body illness, I could like see in my mind like they would be spinning backwards or the color would be off. And that's the things that I used to deal with when after my attunement, when I was actually practicing Reiki on people. And there was level two, and then you become a master, and then you can give other people attunement so they can do this stuff.
So now, bottom line, Steph, bottom line, this stuff's real. Whether we believe in it or not, the other side believes in it.
It is absolutely real, and it absolutely seems to work. Yes, it does. It's forbidden knowledge. It's not the person doing it. You are opened up, and you are channeling the source, they call it, or creator, or whatever you call it. It ain't God. It's not God. The source is evil. That's the whole New Age thing. Oh, just tap in and plug in and get healed and open yourself up. You're opening up to ancient guides, animal spirit. Sometimes they'll come, whatever. That's just to open you up. Anyway, these chakras are energy points that can be focused, targeted by certain vibrations also, not just through energy healing. Certain vibrations, certain musical notes affect certain chakras a certain way.
Come on, folks. Think about it. Think about how music can be soothing. Music can soothe you. Music can charge you up. Music can change your mood. So there's something to all this, this energy, these rhythms, this sound. That's where the battle takes place, right, Steph?
And white is like the purest form. That's throughout the top of your head, because that's where you like open up in these things, you know, these entities, however, you know, come through you. You're a conduit for the dark side. Even though it seems like you're doing light work, you're opening up for something else.
So Stephanie, I want to cut it off real quick here. So Joe Scarborough and Whoopi and Joy Behar, this is what's happening to them, right, Stephanie?
Absolutely. They're filled with darkness. They are just filled with darkness. This is a spiritual battle. And those people that are all this way are so infected with spiritual darkness that they can't even understand any bit of truth or good. And actually the things in them are going to want to stay away from all that.
So, Stephanie, would it be safe to say that the executives at NBC, MSLAC, would it be safe to say that they hire people with like beliefs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like you were saying earlier, they go to the same parties, they talk the same. It's their clique. They just back each other up like a bunch of chickens clucking. They say the same thing, and then they go out and they spread that out. And if you're not the same, if you don't agree, you're out.
God bless you, Steph. Good enough. Thanks, dear. There you go, folks. Roger, come on in.
Well, I was just going to ask, if I sit down and talk to somebody and he is, you know, very much opposed to my whatever, Christianity or whatever, is there always an evil spirit as Stephanie is describing, or could they just be stupid?
They could, Roger, could they, deceived. Could they, deceived.
Deceived, but could they just be stupid?
Well, in that area, though, Roger, look, we have some really, 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 really smart people who think a man can be a woman. That ain't got anything to do with intelligence, does it?
No, that's not stupid. I agree with that. There's something else that is molding that craziness. I agree. But is everybody who thinks differently than I think on some of these issues, could they just be seeing it differently?
Sure,
or, you know,
because what if they sit around and watch MSLSD all day or watch CNN or, dare I say it, even Fox News? Fox News is as far left as you can be and still be on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Could you imagine me having a show on Fox News? Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we did this to the world? Can you imagine how people would begin to wake up as the truth came to them? They're not hearing the truth because they don't hear the truth. They cannot obey the truth. They can't recognize the truth. They're blind. The Lord has blinded them. Are you taught this in church? Are we taught this in our church? No. We have Christians voting for abortion. How can that be? How can that? We have Christians voting for someone who wants to cut off the penises of teenagers. Folks, there's something seriously wrong there. Something really wrong. Johnny, come on in.
Yeah, the media, television, radio, that's the enemy's megaphone.
Programming.
You know, God just allows it.
Programming.
That's how the enemy, that's his number one way of getting the influence and the indoctrination into the darkness of the people. And, you know, I mean, look at George Soros. He's buying up all of the radio syndicates. He's buying it all up.
Well, they're mad now that Elon Musk is going to buy MSLSD. They're all worried about that, see? Because why? For the first time, we're countering. Hang on a minute, because I got to say this. So what do we get? We get the Trinity Broadcasting Network, and we give Daystar. We get all these phony, fake, feel-good Christian counter all this darkness. They don't do anything at all to educate the people to exactly what's going on. Hey, folks, I'm going to say it again. Go watch that video that I put in the chat at the beginning about the Nephilim. You're going to say, oh, my goodness. Oh, and when you get done, you're going to say, I want more. I want more. Can I tell you the truth? I always tell you the truth. I don't want to go to church and hear what I'm going to hear. I don't want to go. Sorry. I don't want to go and hear the shallow stuff. I don't want to. I'm at war, man. And I want to go hear some war talk. Because I got grandbabies. And I got a king I'm trying to serve. And I don't need to know how to feel better here in this world. And that's what American Christianity has become for the most part. Craig, you're up.
We talked about the spark of life yesterday, right? And zinc and how zinc's important in the immune system. But this is for you, Roger. This is for you, Dale. This is for you, Coach, with all your connections to the pro-life movement. George Floyd, his attorneys used the spark of life in his trial against the police officer.
Yep.
So here's my question. If you can use the spark of life for a man that lived and died, why can't you use the spark of life for the baby that never got to?
Because we're not smart enough to do it. We're not. We don't have the mind of Christ.
Right? Well, you can help funnel that to the right people there, Coach. Because that should go to the Supreme Court. Because if you can use it for one, you should be able to use it for the other.
Brother, I'm with you. I got.
Amen.
I don't want to tell you right now because I don't want everybody to know. I got a plan. Tim, come on in.
You know, Coach, the Bible is so clear. Like in Romans chapters 4 and 5, all the way through 8. It says, what did Abraham discover? I mean, the Bible tells us, what did Abraham discover? Faith. And how strong is our faith? It's amazing how clear the Bible is.
It is.
It's fantastic. Okay. And since you're talking about the Nephilim, everybody ought to look at Mud Fossil University.
Yes, sir. put that in the chat.
Mud Fossil University.
Mud Fossil University. Mud Fossil University. It's a YouTube video series. You ain't going to believe it, folks. Hey, Spencer, pull it up real quick. Thanks, Tim. I got 4 minutes. Let me introduce this to people. Mud Fossil University. And what does it do? It goes around and it shows you videos, what, of a pre-diluvian world everywhere we look. It's everywhere you look. Mud Fossil University. Spencer's trying to find it. My next video, Mud Fossil University. There it is. Try that one. And he shows you scientific evidence to the flood, to everything that went on.
Okay, my friends, as you can see.
So to put in the chat, folks, you want to get educated? You want to, yeah. God, my frustration level is so high. Christians are the most, we are so narrow in our belief of Christianity. We get to salvation and don't really get much beyond that. When he told us to occupy till he comes. Occupy what? We don't even know. You mean there's an you mean there was a world here before the flood? What? You mean Mound Builders Park and all of those Nephilim mounds? You mean that could have been before the flood?
Amen.
Huh? Are you kidding me? Is it possible that there's another world buried under mud? Water? Something that we don't know about? Because the Bible tells us there was a civilization here, and then the flood came. Why did the flood come? Because things had gone rotten. So he buried it all and started all over again. Wow, this is so deep. Our understanding is so shallow. And I'm going to tell you something else. You start sharing this kind of stuff with people, it'll make their faith come alive. Huh? Yeah, once you get them beyond Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Once you get them past that to really the understanding of the world and the good and the bad and the yin and the yang of the natural world against the spiritual world, once you begin to, people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. You can't talk about what you don't know. Boom.
Amen.
It's good stuff. Check out Mud Fossil University. Put that in the chat. Check out that other video I put in there. Folks, there was a world here before the flood. Oh, my goodness. See you tomorrow.